and we make our way to our newsmaker line. We welcome back to the program State Representative Sarah Leitner this morning. Representative, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Happy, you know, I think it's a leftovers day.
Actually, you know what? We had tacos yesterday. I took it to women's group.
You had Taco Monday.
Taco Monday.
Yeah, any day's a good day for tacos. It is. But no, it's leftover day. We still have leftovers from the weekend, and I still have some fish from the one time I was able to go out and get to do some ice fishing. I still have some of that I got to cook up yet. You wouldn't believe the size of that crappie I caught. It's ginormous.
Did you post it on Facebook? I didn't see it.
I did post it on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I'll have to look, because, you know, if you don't put it on social media, it doesn't really
happen. It doesn't happen. I know my buddy was giving me a hard time, because I was still in the shanty by the time I had posted on Facebook, and he was late getting out. Mark already posted on Facebook. But, I mean, it was a pound and a half, 12-inch crappie. Who's not going to post that on Facebook?
I would totally post it.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Hey, by the way, before we get into stuff from the state, did you fill that last tag yet for your deer or no?
I have two left.
You've got two? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I have till Sunday.
It's still... Well, you make it sound like you got oodles of time. I got till Sunday.
Well, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it really is a lot of... That hunt can be over in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Especially now that all the deer are coming back out again.
Yeah, I know. I saw
and getting hit
morning.
In the road.
That's what happened to not one of my coworkers here, but one of my co-realtors over at the other place there. They nailed one last night. So
mm-hmm.
I have better luck. I feel like most people have better luck with their vehicles than they do with their firearms.
Sometimes.
Maybe. All right. Well, as a representative of the state, what can you do about that? Anything?
Well, we've already expanded deer season, but,
yeah.
You know, I don't know what the answer is. We just need to get more people out hunting. And, you know, processing is still a problem. I mean, we do have some great processors around in Jackson and Hillsdale County, but, you know, wild game is kind of an interruption for your normal business when you're a USDA processor, and it's just getting harder and harder to find somebody to do wild game.
Yeah. Yeah, I know,
you know?
The few places that do it around here, I drive by JJ Meats every once in a while. Man, they are, especially in the thick of the season, they are so, so busy.
Yeah, and, you know, I used to do it commercially, but
yeah.
I wouldn't have any time to hunt if I continued down that path. So, you know, I closed the business back when I got elected. But, you know, fortunately for me, we still have all of our equipment and everything set up in the barn. So
you guys do it yourself. You
not everyone has special skills with a knife like me.
No. I have a particular set of skills. All right.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about stuff that's happening in Lansing. Last week, we did kind of a year in review, and we talked about some of the biggies. We talked about the government shutdown. We talked about tipped wages. We kind of talked about the impasse between Republicans and Democrats. We talked about the lawsuit that was brought against the speaker. I feel like it was a busy year. Those are really like the three big things that we talked about with you, with Representative Schmaltz, and with Senator Schenck. I guess what else was left on the table from 2025 that we didn't discuss last week, Representative?
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously we did have the road funding plan. A lot of it, obviously, a lot of the conversation was around the tipped wages. We talked about that. And then the budget, which, as you know, was a little different than it had been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little clunky, but, you know, I think we've worked through that. I think this year will be more efficient, and obviously we already have the legislative directed spending website up. We did touch on that last week because, you know, some of the under the Democrat trifecta, there was money put in there for certain projects, and that didn't go under the HEAT plans, you know, the Hall Ethics Accountability and Transparency plan. And, you know, now all those projects will. So now's the time for people to get a hold of different legislators and ask that their stuff be put in there for consideration, or at least, consideration. There's no guarantee there's going to be any money in there to do anything, but, you know, at least the project will be out there. And I know, so last week we talked about, you know, Jackson, how disapproving some of the work project money affects Jackson.
Right.
Which, you know, it was near and dear to Kathy. Me, not so much, because I feel like it's been something, you know, the Hayes Hotel has been something that people have been trying to revitalize. You know, at some point, I think you'll probably just have to cut your losses and tear it down. But that's just me. That's my own personal opinion. I'm sure somebody will disagree with me and yell at me.
Well, you're not the only.
Something on Facebook later today. But, you know, at some point, when you have aging infrastructure like that, yeah. I get the historical ambiance and stuff like that. But at some point, when you're asking for additional dollars, taxpayer dollars, when a private entity owns it, you know, you have to ask, is that worth it? And, you know, we do have certain programs for economic development, although that's been under significant scrutiny. So, you know, I don't know where that's going to lie. And I'm not on appropriations anymore, so I won't even have that vote.
I understand what you're saying. And you're not the only one to express that here. Personally, I would like to see that building revitalized. You know, like Ryan Tarrant said, it's a historical building, and once it's gone, it's gone. You can't bring something like that back. But let's just take your opinion, take my opinion. Let's put them off to the side. Let's just kind of not count those at the moment. The state made a promise and then took it away.
Well, not all of it. So this is where I think there's a breakdown of communication. So work project money is money that was in the previous fiscal budget that went unspent. And now they want to stash it away in a restricted fund basically for that purpose. But, you know, like I said last week, we need to ask the question, why did not all the money go out the door? And not just for this project, for numerous. You know, what's the hiccup? Why is there a problem with the departments not spending the money, but yet they say they need all this money and then don't even spend it in the full year in which they had over, you know, to spend it? And I think that's where, you know, there's a lot of review happening. And, you know, like I said last year, We found that there's some entities that are not legitimate entities. And in order to get rid of that fraud, waste, and abuse, we had to disapprove that whole, I'm going to say, category. And then what's going to have to happen is we have to add it back in.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than approve everything with the waste, fraud, and abuse, we said no to a section. We're going to look at it again. And then we'll add back in the legitimate stuff
right. In
a supplemental.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you'll see that. The appropriations team, the leadership team worked through that process over the next month or two because, you know, we're going to have end of year book closing that they have to do. So you'll see all that stuff back in there at that point.
Okay.
Now moving forward,
mm-hmm.
obviously we're now in the fiscal budget that has the HEAT plan that has been applied.
Right.
You know, could we, in theory, disapprove work project money again? Yep, it could happen, even though we did the budget, because money didn't necessarily go out the door.
But
so I don't want to say the whole entire project didn't go out the door.
Right.
You know, I don't know how much of it did. That's technical stuff. But, you know, now that we went through that process, the HEAT plan has actually been signed into law.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll see better outcomes in the budget moving forward.
Well, yeah, you know, for projects that are brought to the state now and going mm-hmm. through that process, I agree. I think that's a fabulous thing to have the accountability, to have the transparency, and to eliminate fraud. But everything that happened from this point beforehand, you know, like I said, this was money that that whether, you know, it was fluffy or legit or whatever, this
sure.
was still money that was set, that was promised. It said, hey, you're going to get this money. And then the state says, psych, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
Well, I digress.
Okay.
I would still go back to the, you know, we need to figure out why mm-hmm. money didn't actually go out the door
right.
on a lot of these projects.
Mm-hmm.
And also in most of the contracts with the state, you know, it is subject to appropriations as well. And you can't commit a future legislature on your appropriations. It's year by year.
Okay.
So,
you mentioned road funding. We didn't talk too much about that last week, but there was definitely an emphasis in 2025 to make sure that local communities, not just the state trunk lines, but make sure local communities had some funds to improve their infrastructure.
Yeah, and you know, we're working on some changes already because I don't know, Representative Altman was instrumental in helping do the road plan, you know, figure out what to do and to offset that local piece. And one of the things we found in working through everything is the language, I feel, and this is in my humble opinion again, was not tight enough to ensure that our local communities didn't have to pay that extra money. So, you know, like the township share, like right now the county requires the township to put in a certain amount of money. Well, the intent of the roads plan was to say, no, townships don't own any roads. The county and the state own the roads. And we would disperse money to the county and they would do the local roads. And then the locals wouldn't have to do a match. Well, the language isn't tight. And apparently, our counties can still continue to ask. They can't require, but they can ask for a match.
Okay.
And you know how that works.
Yeah.
The ones that won't put in because, you know, they were told they weren't going to have to are probably going to be the low guys on the totem pole.
Right.
So, you know, I've been having conversations with, other legislators here trying to figure out how we can fix that because, you know, we have communities in Jackson, obviously, you know, Spring Arbor Township in particular has, you know, a millage, you know, and what we want to do is offset the local share and make sure the state is actually putting in for the locals because, you know, and part of the revenue sharing agreement was based on townships not having to pay that local match.
Right.
And that's not 100% accurate. So we're working to try to, you know, fix that. I know there's desire, especially those of us who have come from local government that want to fix that. So that's something moving forward. And obviously some of the other things you'll see in 2026, you'll see more of the heat stuff in the budget. You'll see, hopefully, making life more affordable. We're going to tackle some insurance issues. I don't know what that looks like yet, but I can tell you healthcare is just so, so expensive. Even for me, I mean, my portion that I have to pay is so, so expensive. And that is probably one of the things I hear a lot. They're like, can you do something about this? And so I know that our speaker has put it out there as well that, you know, in 2026, we hope to make some changes to healthcare as well. So we'll see some of that coming up. You know, that's just some things to expect. We're getting ready to have, you know, a caucus retreat where we're going to come up with, you know, our full year plan of, you know, basically our mission for Michigan again for 2026.
When's the caucus happening?
It's in a couple of weeks.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Also in 2026, we saw already, and I got to tell you, I haven't felt the doom and gloom that some people had predicted, the shift in the gas tax. And you look at the, again, week one of 2026, you look at the average price for gas for January of 2026 to January of 2025, and we're down about 30 cents. To the average price of gas for the state. So that shift in gas tax, probably still too early to tell how it's really going to affect people. But early on, it feels like things are a little bit lower.
Yeah. Well, and I get that. You know, with the gas tax, there was a shift, obviously. You know, we paid a 6% sales tax, which that money went all over, right? On top of a 31-cent flat gas tax. So, you know, we paid that already. But now, you know, the flat tax, yes, it did increase. But the sales tax on that has been eliminated.
Yeah.
So it's weird. It's you know, it definitely isn't what the governor originally intended or asked for. It's not as much as what she originally wanted. But unfortunately, it does have a little bit of an increase. But the shift actually makes the money go to the roads and not to all these other funds.
Right.
It goes to the transportation fund.
Right.
Instead of, you know, here and there and everywhere, you know, it's like Oprah. I think we talked about that before. Here's a penny for you. Here's a penny for you. Here's a penny for you.
Right.
You know, from each gallon. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're not having any more of that. And with the restructure, you know, that's where we will see our improvement to our roads. And that's how we were able to come up with, on top of cuts to the budget, but that's how we were able to come up with an actual road plan.
Right. One more before I let you go here, because the minimum wage increased come January 1st also. We're higher than it. Well, we're way higher than Indiana when it comes to our minimum wage. We're higher than Ohio. Any state that's near us, we're higher with our minimum wage. Have you heard from business owners since it went, again, week one of 2026, have you heard from business owners since it went into effect?
Not yet. And, you know, this is just the first part of that wage increase, because as you know, by next year, minimum wage will be $15 an hour. Now, obviously, that's going to be passed down to the consumer. We already see it. I mean, if you go to McDonald's, you see it. You know, they have to pay $15 or $13.73 is the minimum wages as of January 1 now. And those costs will just end up being passed down. But, you know, it is a big deal. It's something that, businesses had to plan for. And even us, you know, at the fair, when looking at our budget, the week of fair, the increase there is going to be significant, because we have a lot of people that we pay during fair week to, you know, manage the fair itself. You know, it's difficult, but so far, you know, this is January 6th. I haven't heard from businesses yet that said, I'm going to go out of business. It's just they were real with people and saying, we have to pass these costs down to the consumers.
Well, that's how it's trickle down. That's how that works. You know, there's two things. You name a fast food joint and they're all going to go up. Two, I've never ordered a McRib in my life. So,
ew.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and after hearing what's in a McRib, it sounds even less appetizing.
It's got to be disgusting. Although, you know, my former boss, he loved the McRib. To this day, he was so excited when they brought it back. I was like, that is just disgusting. Sorry, McDonald's, but that's gross.
All right, anything left untouched here that we should be discussing with our listeners?
Not right now. We're going to be back in session. We're actually in Lansing this week, but we're back in session next week.
All right. You have a heads up as to what will be addressed by the time we talk next week?
I don't know yet.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it, and we'll find out next week then. How about that?
Sounds good. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you so much for your time. Representative Sarah Leitner, you're listening to AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, ABC News headlines, courtesy of Think Jackson, up next.